rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves in this song. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control.
Thanks.
Up your right hand to the heavenlies, beloved. Every conspiracy against my destiny in the heavenlies, scatter in the name of Jesus. Command the conspiracy against you to scatter. Scatter in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every organized wickedness. Can you say that with holy anger? Fashioned against my breakthrough. Kata! In the name of Jesus. Scatter the organized wickedness.
In the name of Jesus. Masaria kaponde yabo shentera bakayaba. Let the organized wickedness scatter. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for your mighty power and strength. We praise your holy name for bringing us here to drink from the well of salvation. This morning, lay your hands upon our lives. And for so many of your children who are here, and the door of breakthrough has been closed, let them open. In the name of Jesus. And so many of your children that are here, that are believing God for a manifestation of your raw power in one aspect or facet of their life or the other, by the power that establishes the heavens and the earth, manifest your power, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Every enemy of our testimony, let them be scattered. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a say, God bless you. As we open our Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 25. And this morning, the message and the prayers shall be concentrated acidically on what I call the problem of closed doors. The problem of closed doors. In Matthew chapter 25, we read one of the most popular parable in the Bible. Parable of the 10 virgins. So let's pick it from verse 8. Matthew chapter 25, verse 8. The problem of closed doors. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. Go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, unfortunately, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. And the door was shut. What happens when a person wants to gain entrance into a particular place, and all of a sudden that door is now shut? Many things could happen outside that door. You know, doors are very, very interesting things. A door is an amazing invention. Doors will let something in and shut something out. Those are the two things doors are designed for. And you can't call something a door unless it can move. You know that sometimes you need locks and keys for the door. Now it's locked. Now these virgins were outside. Many things will happen outside that door. First major thing is frustration, disappointment, distress, anger. And right there outside that door, the person will be exposed to harsh condition. The bottom line is this. A person is meant to get into a place, but one reason or the other, the door leading to that place was shut, and the person could no longer enter. Beloved, the powers of closed doors should not be taken lightly. They should not be handled gently at all. I counseled a minister. I felt sorry for him. He started a church and he made the first tragic mistake. He appointed a powerful committee as church elders. Eventually, the committee became a giant committee and they were now controlling him. So he now said, I was the one that chose you now. You can't tell me what to do. So one day he called a meeting of this elders council. He said, since you people want to control me, I dissolve you in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, this committee does not hold again. To his amazement, they looked at him and said, "We refuse to be dissolved in Jesus' name, and that in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we revoke your statement." Confusion. Open fight. That was the end of his first attempt at ministry. His second attempt, one day this church was already growing, and there was this baptismal ceremony they were to have by the riverside. A pregnant woman was one of those who came to be baptized. She drowned, and the woman died in the baptismal river. Again, that was the end of the second church. He tried again a third time. Third time was even more horrible. One way or the other, nobody knew what went wrong. He began to become friendly with his driver's wife and then impregnated the woman. That was the end of the third attempt at ministry. What has happened to that brother? Door of ministry closed. So no matter the struggle, the activity outside, the door is closed. If anything was pursuing him before and he needed to enter into that place to escape, door closed. Whatever it is will catch him there. If he needed to enter through that door so that poverty will cease in his life, and he got there and he made the door closed, poverty catches him up right there at the door. Look at the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, verse 9. This is Paul speaking. The power of closed doors should not be taken gently or lightly. If somebody prays against closed doors and you lose your voice in the process, but the door gets open, you have made a powerful bargain. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. Here is that great apostle, that great powerful man of God, making a loud complaint. 1 Corinthians 16, 9. "For a great door and effectual is open unto me." Unfortunately, he now says, "And there are many adversaries." Adversaries that want to prevent Paul from getting into those doors that are there. Many of you will have heard me sharing this testimony. This person, I think, is now one of our pastors. That time before he began to understand warfare, spiritual warfare, he failed all available examinations. The only examination he did not fail was the one he did not take. But as far as he sat in the exam hall, he failed. It was so bad. He failed this school certificate WAEC exam 6 times consecutively, F9 parallel. Nothing P, nothing absent, F9. It was so bad that there was one particular year he did not take this exam. And WAEC sent him result that he failed. Amen. It was that bad. He attended one service. Then he had a message. He had a message. And the message he had that day propelled him into prayer when he got home. And I want to know what's going on. I don't want to fail anymore. And God opened his eyes. In that revelation, he saw all his books on top of a table. And the 6th wife of his father was sitting on them. Because the father has only 6 wives. So the 6th one sat on top of the books. When he saw it, he was mad with anger. He now took a concrete step. He took his Bible, went to his hometown. His father had died. And the father left all his 6 wives and arranged them in the same building but different rooms. His own mother to live there. So he got there 6 p.m. in the evening. They greeted him. "Aremu, welcome." No answer. His own mother greeted him. No answer. His eyes were as red as fire. He didn't talk to anybody. Then by 12 midnight, he started prayer. Began to walk up and down. Fire, thunder, brimstone, hailstone, everything. Up and down. It was a terrible day in that place. Nobody went to the toilet. Everybody hid in their rooms because of the high tension and the voltage of the prayer that was going on along the corridor. He continued to 6 a.m. Then by 6 a.m. he raised up his voice. Said, "Special announcement. I am going back to Lagos. If I fail any other examination, I shall be back here." And you know, beloved, never failed again. Some powers had shut the door. against his academic life. So he now used the bulldozing power of the Holy Spirit to get that door open. I pray that the Lord will give you strength today to break open all the doors the enemy has closed. Why do we have to take this thing seriously? It's because at the door of every breakthrough, there is always a terrible battle. The place is always like the scene outside the tabernacle. If you go back to the tabernacle of Moses, outside that tabernacle was a terrible place of war. Men and women are dragging their animals to go and sacrifice. And these animals who could smell the blood of the previous animals that had died don't want to die. So they want to run back. The owner wants to pull them in. It used to be quite chaotic at the door of the tabernacle. The most terrible wars that Jesus fought were always at the door of breakthrough. When he was going to come into the world, Herod was waiting. You want to come? No, you won't come here. Kept the door closed. Likewise, the enemy can close a door, so a particular person will not even come to the world at all. They deal with the person right from the womb. If they don't get the person from the womb, the Herod will now begin to pursue the child. Unfortunately, many of those children who die young are shining stars that have been shut down, especially when you do not know how to confront the Herod confronting them. So there was a Herod that wanted to close the door of life to Jesus. Then when Jesus was going to start his ministry, again the devil brought temptation. I was fight there too. Jesus won that one. When he was now going to go to the cross, to Calvary, again there was a battle at the Garden of Gethsemane. When he had now passed through the Gethsemane to cross over to resurrection, that thief was there to annoy him even by his side on the cross. So he wanted to shut that door too. Many of us are battling with closed doors now. It is because of this that I want to make some 21 prophetic utterances now. The loudest amen to those prophetic utterances will receive the largest miracle here this morning. Don't take this thing as just mere words of a man speaking. Like I said before, if you stay before a closed door and you command and pray against it until your voice goes and the door opens, fine, you made a good bargain. The voice will come back. But if you don't deal with it the way you should deal with it, you get into trouble. If you start praying the prayer of that my professor friend who was asking the enemy to remove his rag but was saying it with ice cream anointing, then you don't get anywhere. You see, no man remains the same after a king has paid him a visit. Let's assume the king of Lagos now, the king of wherever you are, all of a sudden you find him by your door. His entourage and everything. After that visit, you won't remain the same. The king of glory shall visit you. Amen. Amen. He shall turn around your captivity in the name of Jesus. Amen. The presence of the King of Glory will mark the beginning of a glorious story in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Instead of regret, you will become great. In the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. All the habitation of humiliation and demotion shall be battered, shattered, and swallowed. In the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. And every power that wants to swallow your destiny shall be swallowed by the power of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord whom you serve, who is the Alpha and Omega, shall establish his favor upon your life. In the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. The Lord will release unto you the restoration he has packaged for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, beloved. When light challenges darkness, darkness gives up. Your problems shall give up. They shall give up. They shall give up. They shall give up. They shall give up. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The power of God shall cause every trouble to crumble in your life. In the name of Jesus. The trouble shall crumble. They shall crumble. They shall crumble. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God himself shall arise and attack your lack. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The power for breakthroughs, the power for dignity shall manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, beloved. The chapter of sorrow and slavery shall be closed forever. In the name of Jesus. They shall be closed. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, beloved. Whether your enemy likes it or not, you shall be ushered out of the balcony of disgrace. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Every obstacle in your life will give way to a miracle. They shall give way. They shall give way. They shall give way. They shall give way. They shall give way to a miracle. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Every frustration shall become a bridge to your miracle. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Every enemy that is exploring more strategies to pull you down, they shall be disgraced. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anyone who is carrying a residential permit to stay in the valley of defeat shall be delivered now. Shall be delivered now. Shall be delivered now. Yes, the evil permit shall be revoked. The evil permit shall be revoked. Shall be revoked. Shall be revoked. Shall be revoked. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, beloved. Instead of a bitter life, you shall have the testimonies of a better life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Every habitation of cruelty fashioned against you shall become desolate. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, the habitation shall become desolate. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And I tell you, beloved, your trials shall become the gateway to your promotion. Shall become the gateway to your promotion. Shall become the gateway. It shall become the gateway. It shall become the gateway. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Two more, beloved. The anger of God shall arise and light the obituary of your oppressors. He shall light the obituary. He shall write it. He shall write it. He shall write it. The anger of the Lord shall write the obituary of all your oppressors. In the name of Jesus. Amen. This is the last one, beloved. Using the key of the house of David, the Lord shall open your closed doors. He shall open them. 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 In the name of Jesus. Amen. Masopokara boshende rabokontia. Riboka pande setela kayaba. Maribo sabola katende kayaba. Derebo sapende kepola boshente yabokaraba. Marabo so polaka. Rio sapiali kantaya bashanta. Neke setela boshente yaba. Amen. Now to seal those prophetic utterances upon your life. Shout it to one Jericho destroying, hallelujah. That's right. Yes. Amen. Have your seat, beloved. Those prayers are not ordinary. When the door is closed, a person stays outside a desired place. When the door is closed, there will be unplanned happenings. When the door is closed, there will be highly uncomfortable situations. When the door is closed, there will be frustrating experiences. There will be negative things lurking around. There will be exposure to harsh weather conditions because the person will have been locked out of the arena of breakthrough. When the door is closed, there is a discontinued flow of favor. When the door is closed, a person faces defeat in every facet of life. When the door is closed, there will be no normal transaction because you can't talk to those who are inside. When the door is closed, there will be paralyzed businesses. There will be no freedom of operation. There will be no access to desired expectation. No access to desired aspirations. When the door is closed, there will be hindrances from attaining your goal. When the door is closed, there will be hindrances from success and promotion. A career door could be closed. A marital door could be closed. A financial door could be closed. a business door could be closed. When the door is closed, the person will not have access to revelation and mind of God for his life or future. That is, the person may cry, I want to know what I want to be, but you are not seeing anything. Because certain powers don't even want you to see what you are. When the door is closed, there will always be these obstacles keeping you away from your destiny and destination. When the door is closed, what is supposed to be established in your life, the enemy will be blocking it. When the door is closed, how do we blast open these closed doors? We do it with 7 kinds of prayers. I just want to quickly rush through those 7 kinds of prayers now, before we now start putting it into operation. The first kind of prayer to unlock closed doors is what you find in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Matthew 18, 18. It is called the prayer of binding and loosing. The prayer of binding and loosing. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. That is, the initiative to bind or to loose comes from the earth here. The heavens watch you in wonder if you are asking them to walk without any raw material. But when you begin to operate from here, angels begin to ascend and descend. The initiative comes from here. If you bind nothing on earth, they bind nothing for you in heaven. You lose nothing. You don't lose anything. So whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That if there is a strong man behind the door, bind that strong man. Bind the strong man. If the enemy has tied the door down, loose that door so you can go. This is why you need the prayer of binding and loosing. Increasingly and increasingly, many, many Christians are getting persecuted in their place of work. Many times they just remove a Christian from where he is and replace with an unbeliever. Sometimes when promotions are due, they persecute the Christian and promote the ungodly. If as believers we not see that this is an attack, the enemy will continue to prey on us and cheat on us. If we just sit and say, well, one of those things, okay, what's gonna be is gonna be. What goes up must come down. What's gonna be is gonna be. Nothing you can do about it. What goes up must come down. It's because it didn't go up high enough. It goes up high enough, it will come back here forever. You should not agree with that music of the enemy. Amen. What is going to be? If you say it's not supposed to be so, you have the authority to bind or to lose. The second kind of prayer that opens closed doors, you find it in Genesis chapter 32. Genesis 32 from verse 24. 32 from 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. We call it the prayer of wrestling. The wrestling prayers. Wrestle in prayer. Wrestling prayers. And when you talk about wrestling, wrestling is the most aggressive of all the martial combatant arts. It's not like boxing. In boxing, you're not allowed to hit anybody below the belt. You're not allowed to kick your opponent. You're not allowed to use your head to smash their nose. They don't even allow you to bite off their ear. But in wrestling, anything goes. One can break the neck, can punch the face, can kick. Spiritual wrestling. That's what the Bible says. For we wrestle, not against flesh and blood. You wrestle in prayers. That is, you hold up your prayer fire over a long range of time, refusing to give up, refusing to be discouraged. Maybe one of these days, when we have time here, we shall look at the topic called the principle of overnight prayer. It's because many people don't understand this principle of overnight prayers. You find people sleeping at night vigil. When you say you are going for an all-night prayer meeting, immediately they will put it on the notice board of Satan. They are going to cause trouble. You went to an all-night prayer meeting, which the enemy knows that you are going, and is announced in their headquarters, and then you go there, you are sleeping. And you're just going to collect arrows. Some people even bring their mat along, not for children, no. Bring their mat in case they fall asleep. God have mercy. So the prayer of rest is the prayer that involves the whole of your nature. The third kind of prayer that forces closed door open is in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 25. Isaiah 49:25. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prayer of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contend with thee. It is the prayer of confrontation. Contend. Confront. The contending prayer. The confrontational prayer. They are the one contending with you. But God said, I will contend with them. So prayer to bring that contention to pass. When you invite God to come and fight your battle, he says, I will come and then contend with them that contend. And when God begins to fight for you, beloved, anyone who is against you is in trouble. God may keep quiet for years, and you may cheat his people and do what you like to them. But the day will arise, a terrible day for the enemy. Number four kind of prayer, you pray to force doors open. You find this in the book of Matthew, which we all know very well. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. We all know that one very well. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. And the violent taketh it by force. And to use the worry interpretation, the people will not go greed. They will take them by greed. The violent taketh it by force. Violent prayer is a prayer that can force closed doors. And when you are involved in this kind of prayer, I tell you the truth, nothing is over. If somebody says, you have finished it, that's it. No, not to a prayer warrior. You can say that to any other person. You can say, the case is closed. Nothing. Nothing can happen. A lie. Nothing is over. Say, they have finished the promotion exercise. Everybody has been promoted. Till next year. Don't worry. No. The prayer of violence can overrule what was done before. Turn the thing upside down. Number five kind of prayer that opens closed doors. You find it in Isaiah chapter 37. Isaiah 37 from verse 14. We're getting ready to pray now. Isaiah chapter 37 verse 14. And Ezekiel received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Ezekiel went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Now started this kind of prayer. And Ezekiel prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubim, thou art God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thy ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thy eyes, O Lord, and see. And hear all the words of Sennacherib, which are sent to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries. I hope you know that this Assyria covers the area of Iran and Iraq. Those areas. 19. And have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the works of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from his hand. All the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou alone. What is this kind of prayer? It is called reporting prayer. He reported them to God. It's the same kind of prayer the apostles pray in Acts of Apostles chapter 4. When they were beaten up and sent away, they reported, so Lord, thou art God. Thou who through the mouth of thy servant David, thou have said, why did the nation so furiously rage together? Why did the people imagine a vengeance? They said, Lord, now, behold their threatening. They reported them to God. It was a terrible thing. When somebody takes a letter and takes it to God, takes a medical report and stretch it to God, things begin to happen. So you are going to report all those closed doors to the Lord. Number six kind of prayer that forces the closed doors open. In Job chapter 22, verse 27, 28. Job 22 from verse 27. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. The light shall shine upon thy way. This sixth kind of prayer is what we call decreeing prayer. Decreeing prayer. Decreeing prayer. As a child of God in this country, he was doing his business quietly, and the people from his hometown came and said, "You must be our king." He said, "I don't want to be king. Because if I'm going to be your king, it means all the idol worship, shrine, masquerade will not operate." And that he was going to have a chapel in that palace, and they shall be worshiping Jesus Christ there. They said, "We agree. We agree." They installed him as king. He refused all their demonic ceremony. But a few months after he had taken over, these chiefs now came back. They said, "Now you are here. We must worship the gods of our fathers. The masquerades must come out. This must happen." And the controversy started between the king and the chiefs. And there is one very wicked one amongst them. That one was the one that threatened the former Oba, and that one died within 24 hours. That one now said, "Okay, I will deal with you." So our friend the king wrote letters to us, said, "There is fire on the mountain. I want prayer support." Fortunately, somebody gave him a copy of Pray Your Way to Breakthrough. So the king started doing night vigil. As he finished his vigil prayer one night, all of a sudden he found that a monkey opened the window and got inside. And he looked at the monkey. The monkey looked at him. Said, "Now." The king said, "I arrest you in the name of Jesus. Remain and stay at permanent attention." And the monkey stayed. The king said, "Now, I ask you a question. Are you a monkey or a human? Talk now." The monkey did not talk. The king went inside. But a big stick. Now when the monkey saw the big stick coming, he spoke Yoruba. But then the king said, "Too late. I asked you before you were." He smashed the head of the monkey. And quickly, before anybody knew what was happening, he buried the monkey and pretended as if nothing happened. By the next morning, they cried to the palace. Five chiefs were dead. Decreeing prayer. You remain at attention. And I decree that you must tell me what you are doing here. The last kind of prayers that opens closed door is what we call Ephata prayers. Ephata means be open. The Ephata prayers. That is, you demand an opening. As written in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. Revelation 3 says this. The Ephata prayers brings in the key of the house of David. Revelation 3:7. "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, this thing saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth." Rise up on your feet, beloved. The effort of prayers to demand an opening. The few prayers we want to pray now, because we have already prayed the major prayers inside the sermon. Now, the major prayers you need to pray for yourself are these ones that I want you to pray very quickly now. We don't have too much time to pray them. So immediately you hear, pray with a loud voice, pray with violence, pray with aggression. Paul said, "A great door and effectual are opened unto me, but there are many adversaries." Many of you here, that is your own condition too. The doors are before you there. But there are so many enemies. So many enemies. Everywhere you turn, they want to fight you. You should demand that doors will open. The Bible says, "Open unto me the gate of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord." How many want to demolish those closed doors? You say this after me loud and clear. My evils! Open and water my ground. Do you understand this prayer? Can I hear the sister saying it? Sisters, is that the best you can say? Oh, yes. Brothers, can you say the same thing loud and clear?
Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Let the heavens open. What am I grant? That's right. Masapa likatara boshenda. In Jesus' name we pray. Every wicked gate blocking my way. My sister, you know what is happening in your place of business? Pray this one well. It's an angel by your side already. Can I hear you saying it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Deal with the gate of darkness. Maseri kapoya boshente ya bokolaba. Open your mouth, beloved. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any brass over my head, shatter! In the name of Jesus, shatter the brass! In the name of Jesus, any brass over my head, shatter, shatter! In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Any iron under my feet. Can you say that loud and clear? Melt away! In the name of Jesus. Any iron under my feet. Melt away, melt away. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, open heavens. Follow me wherever I go. In the name of Jesus. Oh, open heavens. Follow me wherever I go. Follow me wherever I go. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Oh, open heavens. Follow me wherever I go. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every Joshua in me, arise. Was the generation of Joshua that crossed over to the promised land. The Joshua generation made the promised land. Every Joshua in me, arise by fire in the name of Jesus. Every Joshua in me arise by fire. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we have approached a very strategic and critical area. How can a man move into his destiny when his hands have been padlocked? The hands are physically free, they can be put into the pockets, they can write with biro, but they've been padlocked. That is, the gateway, the door, to prospering with the hand has been closed. Those you are supposed to be feeding are now feeding you. This is when the door is closed. Get angry in your spirit now. get angry in your spirit now. When a person is supposed to be moving in meters and meters and kilometers, and then you're now moving inch by inch, the door has been closed. This man that used to love you from the bottom of his heart before, all of a sudden, everything you do now is wrong. If you cook, it is bad. If you talk, it is wrong. The door has been closed. You now pray this with boiling anger. Every power of my father's are closing doors against me. Can I hear the sister saying it loud and clear? Yes. Brother, say it with only anger. Everybody together now. Yes, yes, yes. There! In the name of Jesus, deal with that power. In the name of Jesus. The door must open. They must open. They must open. They must open. They must open. The door must open. In the name of Jesus. Masapola kaya boshenderaba. Continue. Continue. Today is today. The door must open. The door must open. The door must open. Masikateya boshenderaba. In Jesus' name we pray. You now pray the one of your mother's house. Pray the one of your mother's house. Are you ready? Every power of my mother's house closing doors against me. Door! In the name of Jesus, let those doors be open. In the name of Jesus. Pasalaka. Riboko ponde shente yabo shente yaba. Mariboko saponde ke yabo shente yabo. Yes, 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 yes. Masikata yabo shente yabo kola baraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Two more. You will see what will begin to happen. Those powers that have been contesting against your marital life, contesting against your finances, contest. I want you to develop spiritual irritation against them. You will now pray this decree in prayer. Every padlock of darkness fashioned against me, die! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the padlock of darkness. Yes, let the padlock be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Parakasapende yaba. Ribosapende kayabo shente yaba raba. Destroy the padlock, destroy it. In Jesus' name we pray. The last one now. You will now prophetically lay your palm on the door before you. You just act as if there is a door you are laying your hands upon. As if you are laying your right hand on one the door. You will now pray the Ephata prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Say this loud and clear. You door of all round breakthroughs. All around, not only one department. Can you say it loud and clear? Open my fire in the name of Jesus. Command the doors to open. Command the doors to open.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha! In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Many, many things have happened here this morning to which you will testify to the greatness of the name of the Lord. You will sing this song loud and clear. I have a very big God who is always by my side. A very big God who by my side. I have a very big God who. Sing it loud and clear. By my side, by my side. By my side, by my side. I have a very big God. I have a very big God. By my side, by my side. Oh, by my side, by my side. I have a very big God, oh. A very big God, oh. I have a very big God, oh. I have a very big God, oh. Praise the Lord. Praise him in his sanctuary, praise him. The firmament of it. Sing it loud and clear. Praise the Lord. The firmament of his. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise him in his sanctuary, praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise. Oh yes. I have a very big God. Oh yes. Oh, yes. Very big God. Oh, I have a very big God. Oh. A very big God, oh, by my side. By my side, by my side. By my side, by my side. I have a very big God, oh, who is always by my side. A very big God, oh, by my side. By my side. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you get home today, the first person you see, whether a tenant or your family members, anyone, tell them that I have seen the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.